Please welcome to the podium a champion of fiscal discipline, Congressman Bill Luther of Minnesota.
Hi, everyone. I represent the people of Minnesota's six districts, Anoka, Washington, and Dakota counties in the suburbs of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Minnesota is a land of progressive and caring people. Legendary Vice Presidents Hubert Humphrey and Walter Bondale, and of course, our colorful and distinguished Governor, Jesse Ventura. Jesse's election sent a message to the American people that they are tired of politics as usual. And believe me, in Minnesota, we Democrats are listening. Today, I'm privileged to have this opportunity to share some of Minnesota's common sense with you and the American people. Last week, the nonpartisan watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense gave me, a Democrat, its highest rating of all 435 members of the U.S. House. I was proud to join Senators Russ Feingold and John McCain for my commitment to keeping the budget balanced, choosing sensible priorities as a nation, and working to cut government waste. But this ranking was not about me. It's about Democrats across this country keeping our commitments to children, seniors, and families without ignoring our responsibility to pay down the national debt and to alleviate the tax burden on working families. No longer do Americans have to make the false choice between fiscal responsibility and the promise of America. Because of our success, we have real choices that no nation has ever had. So let's not go down the thoughtless road of squandered prosperity. Rather, let's travel the bold path of hope by giving our kids a world-class education, by reducing the tax burden on working families, and paying down the national debt while strengthening Social Security and Medicare for our seniors. Let's make Al Gore and Joe Lieberman the next President and Vice President of the United States. Because today, Democrats with common sense solutions are giving real hope to not just the few, but to all Americans. And hope is a powerful thing. That's the America my parents taught me about growing up on a farm near Fergus Falls, Minnesota. And that's the America we must leave to our children. Thank you, and have a great convention.